Thank you for calling Customer Support. My name is Austin. How may I help you?
Hi there. I wanted to call and cancel my trial period or whatever it is.
Yes, ma'am. Give me one second.
Sure. Hello?
Give me one second.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Sorry, but wait, just give me one more minute.
What kind of a place is this?
We are a third-party company. We service many different products. Give me
So,
one second. I'm trying to find your account.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. All right. Just about done. Can I get your zip code?
48164.
Yeah, sorry about that. My system wasn't wanting to act right.
Okay.
48164.
Yeah.
Gotcha. And your first and last name, ma'am?
Sarah Heitchin.
All right. And I see you got the watch and earbuds.
I never got the earbuds, but the watch came.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The earbuds are still coming, or what is, how does that work?
I see it was refunded.
Oh.
Yeah.
So I called last week and spoke with Brandon, and I was trying to cancel it, and he said he could give me his 50% discount if I just kept them. And I said, okay, fine. So supposedly they were still coming. My account was refunded 50%, but the rest hasn't been refunded.
Yeah, let me see here, because it says it was delivered.
Not the earbuds, just the watch.
I'm looking up the federal tracking number right now. You said it was, yeah, it was just the watch. That was on the 3rd, whenever your watch was delivered?
Yeah, Saturday? Whatever Saturday, yeah, Saturday they were here.
Let me see. Oh, I see. All right, so what Brandon had done was canceled the EarPods and the warranty and gave you a 50% refund.
He said that if I kept them, I would get his 50% discount and I would just get them. So he canceled everything and then only gave me half my money back? That doesn't even make sense.
He gave you half your money back for the, I'm sorry. Yeah, he refunded you half of it and canceled the EarPod for some reason. What were you calling? You were calling to see about the EarPods and when they were coming in?
Well, actually, he told me that unless I called, that my account was going to get charged like $48 or whatever it was something. I'm going to get charged, but
yes.
I can cancel my trial or whatever, and my card won't, I won't get charged anymore.
Okay, I see. All right, and have you been using the watch?
No, it just came in the mail on Saturday. I haven't really had time to do anything with the watch. I actually had tried to call to cancel everything because I was like, I don't even know how I got this. I don't know. I got a email from Kroger saying I got a special gift. Next thing you know, my card's charged all kinds of money. So that's what I originally called for. And I said,
yeah.
I didn't click on the EarPods. I don't want that. That's not what I wanted. I said, I paid for the shipping and handling to get the watch. And then he said, well, you must have clicked on the EarPods. And I said, well, if I did, I don't want that. And he said, well, what if I can give them to you at my discount? And I was like, I don't need them. I already have EarPods. And he was like, yeah, but, I mean, it's not a bad deal if I'm going to give them to you anyways with the warranty and at my discount. And I was like, well, yeah, I guess. I'm like, yeah, sure, go ahead. That's fine, yeah. So you're funding half my money, but I didn't know he canceled them. Like, that was, I wanted the whole thing canceled. And then he said, no, you know, I can give it to you for 50% off. I was like, okay, yeah, fine. So I don't even understand where any of this came from. I don't know who you guys are. I don't know how I ended up with this watch. I don't know any of this stuff. But then when I talked to Brandon, I explained the same thing to him, and he said that I would just get charged the $697 or whatever that I already paid for. He was going to refund half my money for the EarPods and the warranty, and that as long as I called within 2 weeks of delivery of the watch, that my card would not be charged again. So that's what I'm trying to make sure I'm not charged anything else. And if I have to send the watch back, that's fine too. And he said, no, you keep the watch. And I said, okay, well, whatever I got to do, I don't want to be charged anymore.
Yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second. Make sure I'm getting everything right. Let me look over your account.
Okay. What's up, boo-boo? Okay? Hi, princess.
So, what I can do, because you will have to return the watch if you are canceling.
Okay.
Yeah. But if you would like, I can extend your account, like extend the trial. That way you're not charged for a bit longer. Give you time to send it back and even try it some more.
Okay, I this is so confusing to me. So you guys are not even affiliated with Kroger at all? You guys are just some company that said, hey, because you're a Kroger shopper, we want to give you stuff. And then when you call, because we charge you too much money, we want to do a bunch of confusing stuff and then still charge you anyway.
Yes, ma'am. Like, we're like three times removed, actually. I'm from a call center. We work, like, we get calls from the company that you purchase from.
Uh-huh.
And they must have had ads through Kroger.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. So if you'd like, I can give you an extension. That way you have time to send it back and, you know, at least try it.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. Give me 1 second while I do that. And I'll let you know whenever you need to call back as well. That way you're not charged.
So am I going to get refunded the other part of the EarPods that I never got, or how's that working out?
Let me see what I can do with that. I'm pretty sure.
And is there any way Brandon can get some better training on his job? Because he's clearly very confused.
He was probably new. I am as well. I can't say anything.
Because I even said, I'll cancel everything right now. I don't want to get charged. And he said, no. He said, as long as you call within 2 weeks, you can keep the watch and everything's cool. And I'm like, well, that doesn't even make any sense. So then I thought, okay, well, it must be because I'm a Kroger customer, so none of it even makes sense. I wish to God I would have never even clicked on it, because it's caused me nothing but stress ever since. So I don't even know who you guys are. I don't know what this is for. I didn't want the damn thing, to be honest. I wanted I even said, you can just cancel everything right now before it even comes. Just cancel it. It was the day I clicked on the email, I called and was like, why did you guys just charge my account? He was like, no, the watch will be there in 2 business days, and as long as you call within 2 weeks and cancel your trial period, you can keep the watch, and your card won't be charged. And then he talked me into the stupid earbuds that I never even clicked on, but he says I did. And it's so frustrating. So if I don't get this watch sent back to you, then what's my charge going to be, my card going to be charged?
Let's see. The watch is, I believe, $59.99.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
$59.97. Okay.
And like I said, if you call back before that, I'll give you the date you need to call back. And what I can do, along with the extension, I can resend out the AirPods. I don't know why he canceled them in the first place if he said you can keep them.
Right. And then only give me half my money back. If he said I was going to keep them, why would he only give me... I mean, if he was going to cancel them, why would he give me only half my money back? That doesn't even make sense.
Mm-hmm. Give me 1 second. Pods. All right, so they're on their way to you now.
Okay.
And then the extension, that way you actually have time to try the products.
Now, will I have to send the AirPods back too?
Oh,
or will that be an extra charge on my account?
No, you won't be charged for the AirPods.
Okay.
All right, give me 1 second. I'm going to get you that extension, and then I'll find that date for you.
Okay.
Sorry about that. Wait, I'm just about done.
That's okay.
So, have you had a chance to try on the watch or get the app or anything?
I took it out of the box. It's still sitting on the charger right now.
All right, yes, ma'am. So, how does it look to you? Is it does it look okay at least?
Yeah, no, it looks fine. Yeah, I just
I haven't tried it. I've seen the website. It looks pretty nice. I might get one. I'm not sure yet.
It looks like I actually have a Fitbit. I have one. When I got the email, I thought, oh, well, I'll get this for my boyfriend, you know. So then, you know, it's been sitting on the charge, and I keep telling him I'm going to help him with it, but then I didn't know if I was going to have to send it back. So I'm like, don't touch it, don't do anything, because I don't know what we're doing with it yet. So, I mean, but it looks nice, yeah.
All right. Well, that's good. I hope it works well for you. I've heard some pretty good things about it.
Yeah, well, I'm Yeah, I'm hoping that he likes it, and then, yeah, if he wants to keep it, we'll just keep it, whatever, but, yeah. It's just so weird how it ended up at our house, that's all. So, it's all confusing.
All right, so what you'll do, I got it set up for you, is you'll call back on the 29th.
Okay, of October, right?
Mm-hmm. If you don't want it, call back on the 29th, and we'll give you another little bit of extension to, that way you have time to send it back without getting charged.
Okay.
All right.
That
and
works. Thank you.
The pods should be on their way now.
Okay.
You shouldn't have any more problems with that. I think that is it. Sorry about the problems with the last guy. Like I said, he's probably new. Didn't know much what he was doing.
Yeah, that's okay. I probably should stop clicking on stuff, thinking people want to give me stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of my own fault. But I appreciate you cleaning everything up and all your help in dealing with me. So thank you very much.
It's no problem. I hope your husband enjoys that watch.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling customer service, and you have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.